Good morning. It's time for the Opening Market Podcast here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're talking right now with Matt Bennett. He's founding partner of AgMarket.net. Matt, seeing some nice gains on the overnight with the trade. What are we looking at going into Friday?
You know, it's all about weather right now for the most part. Yesterday we had a forecast out at noon that essentially threw a fair amount of moisture into the northern plains. The thing is, though, is that these forecasts come out every 6 hours, you know, so you hate to hang your hat too much on any one particular forecast. You come in here on the overnight, and then again this morning, you know, and the forecast has changed somewhat. So there's a lot of conflicting views right now, but you and I both know as a whole, the Midwest is very dry, so we can't really afford to have hot and dry moving forward. Now, one big rain event could change everything. There's no question about it. It could make us all feel a heck of a lot better. But I'll tell you what, right now there's a lot of angst because we're getting into that time of year where we just can't afford to have 3 or 4 weeks of dry weather.
And we were talking just before we went on the air here, Matt, that the only benefit that we could possibly see is those parts of the upper Midwest where there were frost damage last week, even though we're talking 90s this week, that there is a little bit of repair at least can be done by having this heat, though, as well.
Yes, there's no doubt, you know, and especially this time of year. I'll tell you what, if you can get warm and dry right after planting, let this corn crop, root down good and get established, as long as you know there's going to be some moisture on the other side of it, that's what most people would prefer. I mean, people love a dry spring and early summer time frame. It's just a matter of sometimes whenever you get dry, it's really hard to break out of that. So I know in the past, you know, any times we've got excessively dry, you know, in my career, one thing that I've seen, from the farming perspective is that it's really hard to break out of that. So it's going to be interesting to see how we progress through here. But for right now, I think that this market's going to stay a little bit on edge.
And, of course, we have WASDE coming out next week. And by the time you and I talk again, it will have come out. I mean, what kind of things are you expecting that we might see coming out of that report?
You know, typically the June WASDE doesn't have a lot of changes, but I'll tell you what, there's been a lot going on in the way of demand. You know, it sure seems to me that they could make an adjustment in corn usage for ethanol pretty easily, and with margins how they are, I think you're going to keep churning through quite a bit of corn to make ethanol. I expect maybe anywhere from 15 to 25 million bushel increase in corn usage for ethanol. They could definitely make an increase in both old crop and new crop corn exports. Whether they will or not, I don't know. I mean, they may want to wait until they get some acres added there at the end of the month because most people assume we're going to get some added acreage. But, you know, it's going to be an interesting deal. As far as beans are concerned, I just don't expect much of an adjustment. I don't think that they can or will go under 120. They could if you look at the data. I mean, certainly exports could be adjusted a little bit higher, but I just don't think I think they found their 120 number, and that's where they're going to stay. New crop, yeah, you might see some minor adjustments, but let's face it, it's just going to be awfully tight, both old and new for soybeans.
And Matt, you know, and you deal with a lot of producers who are doing marketing plans, and it just seems in the last couple of years there's been a lot, and it's not that it hasn't happened before, but it seems like farmers are really calling into question a lot of these USDA reports in the last couple of years. Is there anything that farmers can take away that, hey, don't overreact to some of these numbers, or something the USDA can do to kind of reestablish some trust with those producers?
Well, I think one thing that's really hurt a lot of producers and frustrated them is that, you know, you came in 19 and 20 at the end of the year on your September quarterly stocks, and you basically dropped stocks by about 300 million bushels versus trade estimates both years, which were adjustments that most producers felt needed to be made all along. The basis, the spreads, everything this year has shown us that we just didn't have as much corn sitting around as what we previously thought that we did. And so, yeah, there's a lot of frustrated farmers, you know, what can the USDA do? I think just continue to work harder to get more transparency. The thing is that I don't want their job. That's a big job USDA has to do, but certainly it's been a challenge, and frustrated producers have been abounding here the last couple of years. So what can a producer do this year, though? I'll tell you what, Dustin, if nothing else, quantify some worst-case scenarios at extremely profitable prices just to insulate yourself in case we get some sort of a crazy surprise either in this report next week or the one the following, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, whenever we get into the end of June. Any of these reports could really hurt this market. So let's quantify worst-case scenario and know that we're going to make money this year regardless.
All right, and so for producers that want to do that and make that marketing plan, how do they get in touch with you?
agmarket.net or agmarket.app. Either way, they can go get our information, technology, contact info, and we've put a lot of really good research out. So, you know, agmarket.net or agmarket.app.
All right. Well, Matt, I thank you so much for your time again, as usual.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, bud.
That again was Matt Bennett, founding partner of AgMarket.net, here on the Opening Market Podcast. When we come back, we'll take a look at those futures markets. So stay tuned.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank the producers that care for over 218,000 dairy cows across nearly 1,600 dairy operations in the state of Iowa. In 2018, Iowa produced 5.27 billion pounds of raw milk, with the average dairy cow producing 7 pounds of milk every day. Go ahead and tip your cap to your local dairy producer and enjoy a glass of Iowa milk this June. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
And taking a look at the futures market, July corn up 14 and a quarter at 676 and a quarter. December up 16 at 582 and a half. July beans up 24 and three quarters at 1574. November up 24 and a quarter at 1427 and three quarters. Soybean meal is up $4.50 at $3.96.10 per ton. Soy oil 86 cents higher at $69.67. Chicago wheat 9 cents higher at $6.85 and a quarter. Minneapolis up 10 and a quarter at $7.93 and a half. Kansas wheat up 7 and a quarter at $6.31 even. July oats up a penny at $3.81 even. On the Merck, June live cattle up 12 cents at $116.90. August feeders down $1.12 at $151.82. June lean hogs are 7 cents lower at $119.30. Pork cutouts are unchanged at $132.60. Class 3 milk down 4 cents at $17.27. That's it for your check of the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We thank you for joining us.